As the de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi's attendance at the ASEAN summit was always going to be controversial, given her nation's role in the world's fastest-growing refugee crisis. Since August last year, more than 500,000 Muslim Rohingya have fled from the Buddhist-majority Myanmar's northern Rakhine state into neighbouring Bangladesh. The United Nations has described the Burmese military offensive in Rakhine as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Rohingya refugee Shovikol Islam protested in Sydney against Aung San Suu Kyi's presence in Australia.
The Australian government shouldn't invite her here unless she solve and she indicate to solve the problems, the genocidal problem in her own country.
There were legal protests too, with five human rights lawyers calling for Ms. Suu Kyi's prosecution. Alison Battison is among them.
We have lodged a private prosecution application in the Magistrates Court of Victoria, accusing Aung San Suu Kyi of crimes against humanity, specifically the crime of deportation and forcible transfer of people.
Aid groups are also sounding warnings over new laws being proposed in Myanmar that they say are aggressive and intrusive. Mark Purcell from the Australian Council for International Development says those laws would see humanitarian organisations restricted and monitored.
Exactly at the time when UN and humanitarian agencies are trying to reach out and assist people in the Rakhine state, the Rohingya people, we have new laws being proposed which would constrain quite severely the operations of international organisations doing aid and humanitarian work in Myanmar.
Jonathan Bogay from the University of Sydney says rights advocates in Australia need to think about the potential consequences of their campaigning. He says if Aung San Suu Kyi is charged with crimes against humanity, the reaction in Myanmar could be catastrophic.
The nationalist Buddhist over there will just look at what happened in Australia and there will be absolute fury. And we already had a lot of people who've died over there, but that will be nothing in comparison of what will happen.
Dr. Bogay says the best thing Australia can do is to promote negotiations with Myanmar.
Try to find a common ground from within Myanmar, not from Australia, so that there could be a process of negotiation that could, you know, develop into something. Right now, it's getting worse very rapidly because of the international community's sudden, you know, attitude toward Aung San Suu Kyi, whilst in fact, there's very little she can do. I'm not saying that what she's doing is right, no. And she probably could do much better. But we need to look at it not from an Australian or a French or a British perspective. We need to look at it from a Myanmar perspective.
The Australian Council for International Development's Mark Purcell says he backs Australia's engagement with Myanmar's civilian government, but not with its military.
I think it's absolutely good that we are engaging with the government of Myanmar and providing humanitarian assistance. I think it is wrong that we are providing military-level engagement between our defence force and the Burmese military, because some of those army officers that in the Burmese army will be in command positions and will have committed crimes against humanity, and I don't think we should be inviting them to sup at our table any time.